Hi everyone, I'm Hanan.
I am Maryam.
And welcome to Modest Thoughts. Hi everyone, welcome back. It's been so long since we last talked to you guys.
And welcome if this is your first time listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you here. If you're back, even though we're literally gone most of the time, thank you for sticking around and following us no matter the schedule we post, because we're very unorganized.
It really means a lot to us, guys. Trust me.
We missed doing this. We missed talking to you guys. So we're happy to be back. Okay.
First of all, I hope that you're doing good, that you've been doing great, as well as your families, loved ones, that you've been doing well physically, mentally, and psychologically also. Please keep us posted. We would like to hear more about you guys also in the comments when we share the reel for the episode as well. You can send us your DMs on our Instagram or Facebook page, so don't hesitate, guys. We're here to listen, and as we always tell you, you're never alone.
Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but we are using a mic currently.
Yes.
I don't know if the quality of the recording is better, but we've got a few comments that said that they loved the podcast. It's just the quality is a little bit off. Maybe we can work on that. And we knew that. We just like went into the podcast saying like, if like we're just gonna do it and like improvements will come with time. So yeah, that's why we just started literally recording our phone. So like,
to be honest, we know that we don't have this big audience that listens to the podcast. Like, I know that some of my friends, for example, the quality of the sound, like they think that it's good, it doesn't bother them. But since both of us are perfectionists, and we know that while listening to the episode, we see that the quality isn't the best. And since we're approaching our first podcast anniversary together.
Oh my god.
Yes. It was launched officially, I think the reel was launched on 18th.
The 18th of November.
So it's almost 1 year, and
Are you sure it's the 18th? I think it's the 18th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's the 18th.
Yes, it is.
Because it was a big day for us. We were so excited to start.
And we were outside. Can you?
Yeah, we went out that day and we were so excited. We posted it. We were literally sitting in like the park with my mom and like stuff. Yeah, I remember. I forgot that.
Yes.
That was so... I loved that day. Like, I have pictures from that day.
Me too.
And every time I see them, I'm like reminded of that day. It was such a beautiful day.
It was like a very big step in our lives. So we were just like having fun, then all of a sudden we were like, we need to launch it.
We kept saying like, oh, we need to wait till like we have a mic. No, we need to wait till we like we have audience. We need to wait till we're older. Like, it was just making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, let's just do it and let it grow with us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, meet new people, whoever wants to listen, even if we said it literally, like, even if only one person listens to us, we do not care. Like, yes,
it's
we care, but
for us.
Yeah, it's more for us, and it's more like, we don't care if we help one person or if we help like 20 million. The impact for us is the exact same, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as we're helping somebody, we're very happy. Since it's been a few months since we talked, the last episode was
on August, I think, 20-ish.
Yeah, it was the end of August.
It was after, like, it was my month.
Yeah.
And now... Yes, August is my month, my dear.
Okay.
And now we're approaching your month, which is November.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, please. This girl is turning 19 the 8th of November. And I need you all to not forget this date, and I needed to wish her a happy birthday.
If you don't, guys. Not that
it will mean a lot to me.
I like it when people wish me a birthday, but I know people have other things in their lives.
But I just like reminded them if they would like to.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Maybe they would love to.
Yeah. Maybe they just need you to remind them.
Yeah.
I said like it's been a few months since we posted. So, what was life like in these few months? Because we're excited to know about you guys and what you've been up to. We hope you're excited to know what we've been up to, so let's exchange.
We're gonna share it anyway.
Exchange information.
All right. Like, what would you like me to...
Like, something that you remember from the instruments.
Something I remember. I remember that time flew by. That time is, like, running.
It's been running the whole year, honestly.
Since August, like, you know that I was more focused on my job as usual. I know that it seems like someone is workaholic, but trust me, my job schedule, my work schedule was a little bit busy, and I was so drawn with my job and with the stress and everything. I didn't have quite time, to be honest, to like... I actually had a week as a holiday. I took some time off the work, and that was my first time doing it.
Okay, queen.
Yeah, so, that was like, I needed it, and that was like so refreshing and helpful, even though I had too many plans, but the plans didn't go as planned, but it's okay. Things happen in life, and we need to be flexible and just go with the flow. Yeah. That's what I learned mostly.
Yeah, and also, you also learned that taking rest days is not being unproductive and being lazy. It's just being a human and needing to rest. Like, I think you've learned that these past few months.
Yes, especially for an introvert. So I usually consider myself as an ambivert, but I'm mostly introvert, like to be able to be fully myself and give to the world and be productive. I need to, it's like recharge and sit with myself.
Some alone time.
With myself, both of them. And I know that since my job requires me to be extrovert and talk a lot, once I'm like, and I don't have enough time, I don't have much time with to spend by myself, so I usually end up just like getting a lot of things and being a little bit overwhelmed with everything. So I'm just trying to manage this. And yeah, actually, while recording this this episode, I'm like feeling that the upcoming months, like November and December before 2023, are going to be hectic months, but they're also going to be a new chapter, hopefully, if God wants. And of course, I'll be updating if there is anything new, but I really hope it's like, you know, that feeling that you're entering a new era and that it requires a new you. And I'm really, it's both. If it's like you're getting those butterflies, but at the same time, you're super excited and can't wait to start that new chapter. So that's it for me in a way. But I really had so much fun. I was really grateful for these couple last months.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, babe. What about you? Tell me more about these last months.
Okay, these past few months, I had to take a really important decision in my life, kind of. So, as you all know, I had college last year. I was in university. So I changed my major, and it took a very much important... It was a very important decision in my life because I've never had such a big change. Like, I never made such a big decision in my life. I've always had big decisions made for me. And like, or automatically, just it happens. So for me to take control of my life and change the road of everything in my life to a different place made me kind of feel more alive, I would say. It made me feel more in control of my life, and it made me more confident in myself. I think that really helped me grow, you know what I mean? That's why I'm more like confident in the way I talk, the way I'm more confident in the way I talk to people. And like, because before I am still an introvert very much, it's just before I was kind of like anxious to talk about to people. And I think the reason was that I always felt like my life, I was just going with the flow, life was just flowing and I was just living it, you know what I mean? But now I felt like I finally took control of my life and did something that I want, and like I'm happy, and like, you know what I mean? Do you feel me?
Yes, of course. I've been there.
You know, and now I feel like I am a new person, kind of. So basically, guys, I just changed my major. I changed school. I met new people. I've met new, like, characters in my life. I'm starting a new chapter, a new season. And I'm very excited for it. Like, of course, it's just the beginning. There are going to be challenges. I'm going to fall down and get up again because that's life. But I'm very excited because I'm going to know that those battles, I chose to fight them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be prepared to fight them. Not like being thrown into a battle where you have no idea who the enemy is and you don't want to be there even. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for those battles. And I'm very much growing through these changes in my life because I'm experiencing a lot of changes. And I'm happy. And also, I've been reading books and I've bought my first physical book with my own money. And I'm very excited. And it's Pride and Prejudice, by the way. I read it. It's such a good book. I have not read it, but I've watched the movie. But I've heard such good things about the book. So if you want to text me, we can read it together. Go ahead. But yeah, I love reading books. That's crazy because in the beginning of the year, I said, oh, my on my bucket list, I want to really start reading books because I like books. And then literally me right now being obsessed with books and majoring in a major that literally has to do with books. So crazy world, life can change so much in a few months. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for everything in my life. And of course, bad things happen every day, but we choose to see the good side of things because that's what keeps us going. And we're very thankful. And I think those are the things that are really sticking out to me right now, and also the fact that I'm turning 19, but let's not talk about that one.
Just to point out something, Hannan, I've been there like with you along this journey, and I know how much you struggled with that, making that decision, also with that feeling that you've always described to me. It's like, you, as you said, you never took control of your life, and you feel that you are a failure or something. It's just that it's not a new version of you. It's like just you discovering who you truly are and the things you are interested in. And if you still remember, we've already discussed this last year before entering the first university, but still, mm-hmm. you wanted to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it because I am your older sister.
And also because you're seeing
it. Not to praise
from...
or something, or to say that I know everything, but I know you. Like, I can see things maybe that you don't see in yourself. I've given my options or just shared with you my opinion about mm-hmm. your career or the college or university you would like to go to, but still you insisted on that choice, and I respected it because it's your life at the end of the day, and you had to go there because you had to learn things,
yeah, exactly.
and make sure that this is not the things you want to do in your life. And here you are now, you are fully convinced that I believe at this given moment this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of you, honey, of all this progress, of the version you are becoming, of you just like being who you truly are and being more aligned with your like honest or like your true version or true self in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And not being there just trying to please other people or the society, for example, expectations. And I'm super proud of you, more
Thank
than you can ever imagine.
Oh,
with
I'm
you.
Gonna cry.
Stop right, this is just very honest.
Okay. But yeah, I think you're right. If I didn't have the last year, I didn't go through all that, I wouldn't have known that that's not what I want to do. And I tell my friends all the time, I'm like, if you're living through something you don't want to do, don't feel bad for yourself. It's actually the opposite. Feel good because you're learning what you want, what you don't want in life, mm-hmm. so you can stay away from it. You know what I mean? And maybe one day you're gonna accept it and start living with it, but for now, you do not want that thing in your life. You do not want that person, for example, in your life. So going through something bad and feeling like bad is a part of life, and it helps you to grow into a version of yourself that doesn't want that thing in their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for the past year. It's been a beautiful year. I've met beautiful people. I've made some good friends last year that I still talk to this day. I've learned some beautiful things about myself,
Thanks
about people.
To last year, you became like
the person I am today.
Finding less difficulties this year in a way, because I've seen you like you don't see yourself, but believe me, you're like, you changed, like we can say that you changed completely. You're becoming a new Hannan.
Hopefully a better
version. From high school to now, look at you. You're becoming the woman that I've always like imagined you becoming. And this is just the beginning. You have like...
Oh my God, stop. Okay, let's talk about you now. Okay. It's a little bit like 10 minutes of
crazy.
She's
blushing.
I'm blushing and being shy. I'm thankful. It's all because of God and you guys
and
me. I'm very proud of you too, because you've gone through so many things. I'm proud of you all the time. Like, you don't have to do something for me to be proud of you. It's just this whole episode is us being proud of each other, but it's because we're proud of you guys too,
because it's been a while that we haven't talked, so
yeah, it's been a while. We haven't like discussed a lot of things, so that's why we wanted to record.
The podcast is like more for us in a way.
It's like us sharing, like when we say it's us sharing our thoughts and our talks with you guys, we're not kidding. We literally just look into each other's eyes and just talk. Exactly. And you guys are there, and like we try to involve you in our like discussions like you're with us. Like, we're not faking anything. We're not like trying to be like, oh, today we're gonna say this. Don't forget to say you're proud of me.
There's no script. Yeah. There's nothing. And this helps us like strengthen our relationship, because yeah, we do basically do like talk like this the whole day in a way.
Yeah, and also it makes us fall in love with podcasting more. Mm-hmm. Because if we had to force it upon each other and upon ourselves, it wouldn't feel nice. We would feel obliged to do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But because we do it with love, we do something that we love, we know we're going to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Let's switch now to today's topic. Those are the few months. It was... I think we've been talking for 15 minutes.
So, talking about meeting new people, changing life, like life-changing decisions, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have, going into a different new phase of your life,
yeah,
you have to really be sure of you, who you are, mm-hmm, of your values, and stick to things that you believe in, yeah, very strongly, because you're gonna meet people that are different from you, which is fine, but there are people who are gonna try to convince you to do something that's against your values, against your beliefs, and you need to have boundaries. So
let's like, yeah, go back to the to yesterday, so we can tell them exactly from where we got this idea, because we just like met yesterday and we started talking,
yeah, updating each other,
of course. And then you started talking about an event or something that happened.
Yeah, I met this beautiful woman when I was in school. I was about to meet my friends in the cafeteria, and then I found them sitting with a woman that I did not know. And when I sat with her, my friends had to leave for something, and I was alone with her, like a woman I just met. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if I was this? If this was me like a year ago, I would start like blushing and being shy and everything. But I was like, why? Let's just talk, you know. And I started talking to her and stuff like that, and we started talking about like boundaries and how she throughout her life had so many like challenges in her life. I don't want to share her private life, so I'm not going to say the details, but she said like she had to go through a lot of things in her life, and she always stuck to her values and like beliefs. She never like moved them or like tried to change herself, because she knew she liked who she was, and she liked her values, and she believed in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I started like that, like sparked the idea of this episode in me when we were talking yesterday. Mm. So I said, why not talk about boundaries? Because for me and for you, they're very important in our lives. Yes. And for many people. And we wanted to discuss them and just see how we think about them, our thoughts, and talk.
I believe boundaries are a very important thing that every one of us needs to have. Like, wherever what they may be, like... we're talking here about work, we're talking here about relationships, we're talking here about daily lives. Like, can
even
you imagine,
even
with yourself, mm-hmm, like, can you imagine someone that doesn't believe in something called boundaries? And when we're talking about boundaries here, we're talking about values, we're talking about what your beliefs, what you believe in, and a lot of other things. So if you really don't have boundaries, you're gonna suffer a lot,
mm-hmm,
because you'll just like be there trying to please everyone, maybe. The first victim will always be yourself,
and the last victim too, because people are gonna try to change you, and then they're just gonna be the same. But for you, it's gonna like you're gonna wake up one day and find that you changed completely to a person that you can't recognize in a bad way, mm-hmm, like you've changed in a bad way, mm-hmm, because you let people control you and you let people reflect their ideas into you. Like, you become this mirror that just reflects other people. You don't have your straight, like, you don't have your own thoughts, you don't have your own ideas, you don't have your own, like, way of thinking, just because you always let people walk all over you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Let's start first by giving the definition of boundaries, because I don't know if our dear listeners have an idea about what a boundary means. So if I ask you, Hannah, what is a boundary, or how can you define boundaries in your life or for you as Hannah, as a person?
Well, for me, as I'm growing more and more, I start really like thinking about those kind of things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at first, when you're growing up as a child or growing up, you start just like reflecting your parents' attitudes towards the world, the ideas that you hear in your house and stuff like that. So surroundings in general, school and whatever. So you just start to consume everything people tell you as if it's right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you start growing and like reaching maturity, you start to realize that maybe some thoughts you knew all along were not right, and you don't believe, really agree with them at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, those boundaries are basically your own, protecting your own bubble kind of thing. Like, you're trying to live with people, socialize with people, make like build relationships with people, but at the same time, you do not need to forget, you can't forget your relationship with yourself, because it, like, how do I explain this? Like,
I'm, I know, take your time.
It's like boundaries are like something,
this wall,
basically like blocks that build your who you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, if you take blocks from different people, you have to like give them your own touch. Like, think about them before putting them in the wall. You can't just take it as it is and put it. Like, you need to give it thought. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So every one of us has those set, that wall, and we need to respect it. And once we respect it, we may have the the permission to cross that wall and come into our lives or not. Because in respecting that boundary, we show that we deserve to be in a person's life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, for example, if someone can respect what I believe in, mm-hmm. because my beliefs are very important to me, if someone respects them, even though they're different from me, I think they're welcome in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I know they're not going to change me, and they're going to love me for who I am. Yeah. And of course, if something can be discussed, if they think like something I believe is very wrong, I'm open to discussion. I'm not like closed-minded. I just want you to come, like, not think I'm stupid or crazy. Just come to a, like, maturity here. We have a talk like adults, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you?
You've said it all. I don't know what to add.
I feel like I've been talking a lot.
No, I asked you, this was so beautiful. Oh, like, you've said it all. And basically what I can add is that boundaries may change along the way. They may change with your growth, dependent on your growth journey. Mm. And also, one way to really decide and discover your boundaries is, of course, with your self-discovery journey. And the more you get to know yourself, the more you're going to be very clear about the boundaries you're setting, mm-hmm. with yourself, with the people around you. And as you said, also the boundaries depend, if we're talking about people, the boundaries depend on that person we're dealing with. Are we talking about a stranger? Are we talking about a friend? Are we talking about a member of the family? So it actually depends. Mm-hmm. But other than that, boundaries like are really, really a very, very essential, like very important thing to have in our lives. And we, they're protecting you like in different ways. But the problem here that we need to talk about is not only about setting the boundaries and knowing them, but also communicating them. Mm-hmm. Because I know that in our society especially, I know that for example, for European countries, for US, Canada, wherever the country may be, they are more like, let's say, they don't really care about the other people's lives or perspectives and how they see things and how they decide to live their lives. But for us, and you know exactly what we're talking about here,
everyone's in each other's business.
Exactly. We're trying to get involved in everyone's lives, life and what they're trying to do. And the worst thing here is that we're trying to change them, and sometimes this may involve your boundaries. So for example, if you're sitting a certain boundary, a person may just like, why are you setting this? It needs to be changed. You're being over dramatic, for example, or something. I don't know, we can give examples. So just like to give
for example, if you don't like liars, and someone you're in a relationship with, whether it would be a friendship or anything, lies to you. And when you come to them and tell them, I don't really like the fact that you lied to me, or like, for example, cheating, I don't like the fact that you cheated on me. They're going to be like, what do you, why? I said I'm sorry, like, I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? And they're going to be like, I didn't mean it, like, get over it. For them, it's easy peasy, like, they said sorry, I told you they didn't mean it. That means it's over. For you, it's such a cross for, like, they crossed such a big boundary, that such a big trust, like, they messed with your trust that you can't have them in your life. Like, that's such a big thing for you. But for them, it was just like a whatever thing.
Let's explain it more. Let's imagine that we're both, like, two different people, you and me.
We are.
And yes, let's imagine that we're talking here about cheating, for example, or lying.
Okay.
So for you, Hanan, for example, if someone came and lied to you, you can never forget them. You can never forgive them. And you can never, for example, I'm just giving an example. This is what you believe in. This is the boundary you've set. You were clear about it, that one of your values were honesty. And let's imagine that a friend, for example, lied to you. And they made, like, that was a big lie about their life. For you, if they've lied, that's it. We can never be friends anymore.
No, we can never be the same,
for example.
It will be distant. It will never
I am another person. Let's imagine I'm your sister, but I don't see things the same way you do. For example, for me, lying can be... I can forgive lying.
It depends on the lie.
Yeah. I can forgive that person. But, for example, cheating cannot be forgiven in my case. For example. And it just depends. Should I come to you, Hanan, and tell you you're a bad person because this person lied to you one time and you didn't forgive them? Should I tell you that?
No.
Of course, it depends on many other elements. It depends on the background of the story, what happened exactly. Yes, but I'm just like giving you simple examples to give our dear listeners an idea about the things that we're talking about. So, am I allowed to come to you and blame you for the boundary, what you believe in this case?
No, because
this is your choice.
Everyone is free to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, me getting that person out of my life because they did something that truly hurt me and I didn't like and I truly believe was wrong. Is my decision to make. It doesn't affect you in any way. It affects me and it affects the person on the other hand that hurt me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm free to do whatever I want. You're free to do whatever you want. But we can coexist. We can live together because everyone needs to respect the other. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the
same
point.
Thing goes, for example, for, let's imagine, like, I decide to be to become a stay-at-home person, stay-at-home woman. I don't want to work, and you prefer working outside.
Like, yes.
Are you allowed to come and blame me because for you, like, I know that this example, as a woman, I've heard many other women blame the mother staying at home, mothers or staying at home, wives or whatever the decision may be, or just like daughters, they don't like going outside, they prefer to stay at home. Maybe they have, I don't know,
other it's their choice.
But I have, like, I've noticed that the workers, like women that work, I'm talking about women since I am a woman, I'm not trying to be specify, I'm just talking because I'm part of the I'm a woman, and also because we tend to talk about women more than men in this case when it comes to work at home. But I know we always, like, we're also starting to see more men that prefer staying at home, which is completely fine for me, because for me, as for example, it doesn't bother me. Everyone does whatever they want with their lives, but Just an example, we would like minimize or just underestimate those staying at home mothers, for example, or wives, and start just like, oh,
they're lazy.
Come on, we're like, have you seen all the battles we've like gone through so we can live freely and just have the life that you dreamed of, and now you're deciding to become a slave or something.
You're a disgrace to womankind. And I'm like,
why? Does it hurt anybody?
Same goes for the women who choose to not have children and women who choose to have children.
Or getting married, for example.
Yeah, and women who choose to just live their lives and women who choose to get married and have a partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like every scenario, like, it's like trying to program us all into having the same life and the same way of thinking. I think the people that can't coexist with difference and can't live with the person that's not the exact carbon copy of them are messed up, because they cannot live in a community, they cannot live in a society, because how do you, like, for them the ideal world would be everyone having the same ideas as them, everyone accepting their ideas and everyone praising them and like just accepting everything they say. And that's stupid, because then how are we gonna have development? How are we gonna have improvements in the society? How are we gonna raise children? How are we, because time changes every day, people change every day, like, you can't be stable. Life is gonna be too boring, first, and second, that's literally just against who we are as humans, you know what I mean? Humans are different. You cannot find the same person that thinks, like, two people that think the same way. Even twins, they look the exact same. I'm talking about, like, you know what I mean? I don't know about twins a lot, but you know what I mean? And, like, you can find twins that look the exact same, but they're two different people. Like, they have different thoughts, they have different personality, different interests. They may even have different careers, different lives. One who travels the world and one who is a doctor. Like, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, that's so, like, talking
superficial.
About... Yeah, that, like, talking about all the battles we've been through to become here. Like, what about all the battles we've come through to accept each other's differences, and you're just ruining everything and telling us to be the same?
Or just, like, respecting each other.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, basically, what the main point here is that these guys, this is just a kind reminder. I know that most of our listeners already know that, but please, we need to be very... we need to respect each other, first of all. And of course, if you respect another person, you'll be respecting everything about them, what they believe in, their boundaries and everything.
Even if you don't agree.
Even if you don't agree, because then it comes, you need to accept it. If you don't accept it, it's not... you're just like, okay, and your job is not to change other people's values, beliefs, or boundaries. Your job is just... coexist with the rest of the people in your society, and that's it.
Also, I'm sorry for cutting you off. Mm-hmm. Also, that way, you get to experience so many things in life that you didn't even know existed. For example, if you're a person who lived their whole life at home and was like a home child, when you go out, you like meet guys and girls who like were out and like living life and like traveling and stuff, and you're like get to experience things through their eyes. Maybe they don't think the same way as you. Maybe they're, quote-unquote, too open-minded for you, which is fine. Like, that doesn't mean you need to be like them to be able to befriend them. But you just need to, like, they give you a different perspective. You get to learn about their world and what it's like.
Yeah.
And add some information into your world and just keep on living. That doesn't mean just because you accept them, you have to be them. You can accept them and be yourself still.
Of course.
And that makes your values and boundaries even stronger. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That makes you even... like, that maybe makes you question your beliefs and what that makes you change them if they're wrong, and make them even stronger and be sure of them if they're right. You know what I mean? Which, of course, there is no wrong and right. It depends on the person, but...
And we've already talked about this. I don't believe in something. They're just, like, everyone's perspective. And for me, for example, right and wrong... just depends. I know that when it comes to this, you know that I am the most, like, the person that really suffers, because I can literally understand everyone's perspective and I can judge simply. And that's why, basically, I've already said, I think last episode or that I don't believe in something right or wrong. I don't know. That's gonna be a deep talk.
Yeah, that's for another day. So yeah,
we would like you guys to share with us maybe in the comments below, if or maybe on the DMs or
Instagram.
We also have a Facebook page, yeah, or Gmail, whatever it is. But we would love to hear from you guys. Like, what do you think about the boundaries? Can you give us some examples of boundaries?
And even if, like, if we see an opinion or something that really triggered us and, like, we discussed it with each other, we can even share it on our podcast in the next episode.
Yes, that would
be
beautiful.
Like, talk about it more and, like, give us perspectives, different perspectives. Like, we're not always right. We're humans. If we said something you don't agree with...
This is just, like, our modest thoughts, basically, yeah, in conversations.
If we said something you don't agree with or you think is, like, not right for you, give us your opinion. Share with us what you think, your criticism, and we're very open to hearing everyone. Like we just said, like, we're very open to hear everyone's perspective, and we can discuss it even in the podcast, which is gonna be so fun. Like, that's our dream one day, yeah, to be able to talk to you and, like, interact with you through the podcast. And yeah, we'd love to hear your opinion, everyone.
Also, your recommendations. We would also like, this is one of our goals, maybe having guests within our podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I know it's, we still need to work
far,
on
far, far, but
we're just, like, trying to work first on the quality of our the voice and so
the
you
content.
Can like the content. So we still have a long way ahead of us, but still, we would really do appreciate your recommendations regarding our topics, the quality of our episodes, and of course, if you have any questions, feel free. We'll be glad to answer the questions.
Yes, of course.
I know that. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
my
it's
dear.
Fine.
I know that we've been planning on doing a Q&A episode.
Yes.
So please tell us if you would be interested. We were waiting for listeners to be
like, to have more listeners that are new, because most of our listeners are people we know in real life.
Yes.
So what would they ask us? Like, they have nothing to ask. Like, they are not thinking, like, they already know us. So we
That's
wanted new
why
listeners.
They need to share it with their friends.
Yeah, share the podcast, guys. Like, we've been saying this for too long. Like, share it.
It's been 1 year. Please, guys, help us reach
more
people.
Oh my god,
it's
been a year. But we're not consistent.
If you've enjoyed it, of course, please don't hesitate to share it with your friends.
Yeah.
Or maybe people that you think would enjoy listening to us also. That would mean a lot.
Thank you very much. But we appreciate if you just listen. It's
yeah,
fine
if you
us.
Stayed until now.
We love you. We do.
You're just a loyal listener, and we're really grateful to have
and
you.
And we appreciate you. By the way, our Instagram is at modest.thoughts.pod. And our Facebook, I think, is the Modest Thoughts Pod. And yeah, we just follow us and check when we post and stuff like that.
Our challenge is going to be, like, posting
consistently,
especially in the upcoming month, since it's
in 2023 too.
Yeah,
like 2023 2. But yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I think I wanted to say something, but I forgot.
That they can maybe listen to our podcast on different platforms.
Oh yeah, you can listen on Spotify. This is
Google
very
podcast.
All the way, all over the place, but it's fine. You can listen on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the platforms that you usually listen to, like you listen to podcasts on. And yeah, we're very happy to be back, and we hope you missed us and enjoyed this episode. We love you so much.
We hope that you're having a beautiful day. If you just woke up, maybe have a wonderful day and have a great week. If this is the evening, have a beautiful night and take good care of yourselves, beautiful souls.